Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
See Mary, please will you help her? She seems to be looking for answers. See Mary, please will you help her?
There's something about Mary.
She's still a fox.
Mary's a fox. She's a fox.
There's something about Mary.
Seriously? That's what you're doing for the Queen Mary. Seriously. That's your intro. It couldn't be more stupid. That has nothing to do with the topic. Hell, the last song doesn't even have the word Mary in it.
But it's by 7 Mary 3.
Oh my God. If you're not careful, we're going to get rid of these intros altogether.
If you're not careful, you're going to lose another major organ. Shut the door.
I swear to fuck. Oh my God, I'm going to fucking...
They say... I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that isn't always on a boat, but when we are, we're sailing on a motherfucking boat. Hysteria 51.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker, take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on this deep blue sea. Busted by night, wind whipping out my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker, cause I'm on a boat.
Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago, I'm your captain on this cruise. My name is John Goforth.
I got my swim trunks.
The other member of this crew is my co-captain on this three-hour tour, Mr. Brent Hand.
I'm riding on a dolphin, doing flips and shit. The dolphin's splashing, getting everybody away.
Thanks, John. You know, I haven't actually been on a boat in quite a while. There's a certain robot in my house that is afraid of water, if you can believe it.
Not afraid. Just using an abundance of caution.
That other voice you just heard, like Stephen Hawking's computer had sex with an Alfie, is the one, the only conspiracy bot.
Alfie, he's the perfect first computer. He teaches math, spelling, games on a preschool level, so the learning's lots of fun.
And like Alfie, he's here to help us learn and make it lots of fun.
I am not here for any of that horse shit.
Yeah, I literally think he makes us dumber.
BS. That is not possible.
Seabot also picks the topic each week and is our head researcher. Seabot, I'm feeling an aquatic theme here. What's the topic this week?
Plugged in and powered up. It's the Cranky Conspiracy Bot with tonight's topic.
You're all idiots. Well, dum-dums, this week we are checking out the haunting of the RMS Queen Mary. Printing the outline now.
John, I've actually been to the Queen Mary. I'm excited. Yeah. Good old Long Beach.
Did it take as long to get there as it does to print this stupid outline? All right, here we go.
LBC. When I was on a mission just to find dinner, actually.
And did you coin that phrase? The LBC?
I did. This guy was listening to me, though, at the time.
LBC.
And he seemed really into it.
LBC.
All right. Very cool. Oh, see, but I'm actually kind of touched now that I think about it. I mean, I told you about going to the Queen Mary months ago. I never thought, though, that you would, A, use that for a topic, because
well, you're an asshole. And B,
he was actually listening to you.
Exactly. He never pays attention. So, yeah, like I said, I'm kind of touched.
Yeah, you're touched. All right. Touched in the head. I just picked it because one of the listeners suggested it.
Oh, wow. That's even better. I mean, giving the people what they want. Let's give them some credit. Who actually suggested it?
No idea.
But how do you not know? Was it on Hysteria Nation? Was it an email? We could go back and look for it, number one. And B, ghost ships usually are ships that are no one's on. This is just a ship that's haunted. So I think you still fucked over our listeners somehow, C-Bot.
Email. And no, we can't go back and look. I permanently delete all emails as soon as they come in. It might have said ghost ship. It might have said ghosts on a ship. I didn't pay attention. Either way, I am sure it was a dumb email.
Why would you delete all of our emails as soon as they come in?
Evidence. Never leave a trail, John. Never leave a trail.
Brent, maybe you should take him on a boat ride, put him in his place a little bit. Anyway, let's dive into this thing. What's on tap for the show today?
All right. Well, first we're going to look at the history of the Queen Mary. Then we're going to talk through the long history of deaths that have happened aboard, which is always a blast.
Too bad there wasn't one more.
You know, John, I think there's going to be one more working toaster in the Hysteria break room if C-Bot keeps us up. Anyway, we're going to grab a quick break and come back with some of the famous ghosts and haunted spots on the ship. Then we'll hit everyone with evidence that's been dug up along the history of the investigations. And then we'll finish up with John's thoughts and my facts, just like we always do.
C-Bot, I might be coming over to your side of this coin, actually. We could team up on Brett here.
Fuck both of you. You gotta have learned, you know, we're 30-some-odd episodes into this thing. I'm the talent. You guys are the lackeys. I think we've made that abundantly
clear. I think what's
clear.
Abundantly clear is you definitely believe that.
Eat my asshole.
Does he actually have one?
No, he does. Well, it's just a brown dot I put on the back of him, and I told him it's an asshole.
With a magic marker.
Yeah. All right. But before all that, John, why don't you give the readers a little Gophopedia on the RMS Queen Mary.
All right. The RMS Queen Mary is a retired ocean liner that sailed primarily in the North Atlantic from 1936 to 1967. Built by John Brown and Company in Clydesbank, Scotland, the Queen Mary, along with her sister ship, the RMS Queen Elizabeth, were part of Cunard's planned two-ship weekly express service between Southampton and New York. The two ships were a British response to the express superliners built by the German, Italian, and French companies in the late 1920s and early 30s. The Queen Mary was the flagship of the Cunard line from May 1936 until October 1946, when she was replaced in that role by her sister, the Elizabeth. With the outbreak of the Second World War, she was converted into a troop ship and ferried Allied soldiers for the duration of the war. Following the war, the Queen Mary was refitted for passenger service, and along with the Elizabeth, commenced the two-ship transatlantic passenger service for which the two ships were initially built. To say two ships five times fast. The Queen Mary was officially retired from service in 1967. She left Southampton for the last time on October 31st, 67, and sailed to the port of Long Beach, California. What was that again, Brent?
That's LBC.
Thank you.
If you're nasty.
Good. Where she remains permanently moored. Much of the machinery, including one of the two engine rooms, three of the four propellers, and all the boilers were removed. Their engine rooms were removed? They removed the room.
They removed the contents of said room. But they left one and one prop just in case, you know, zombie outbreak.
Conspiracy Bot, you need to do a better job on this research.
Research.
He doesn't seem to have the inflection down. I think he meant that as a question, but I'm not sure.
He needs to go up at the end? Is that research?
Yes. I'm a toaster. The ship serves as a tourist attraction featuring restaurants, or should I say tourist trap? Featuring restaurants, a museum, and a hotel. It's listed in the National Registry of Historic Places, and the National Trust for Historic Preservation has accepted the Queen Mary as part of the Historic Hotels of America. And oh, by the way, it's fucking haunted.
Excellent.
Show over.
Next week on Hysteria 51, we're gonna
next week on Hysteria 51, was the Queen Mary actually Jack the Ripper?
My wife and I have been to Long Beach LBC several times, and one of the times we went, we decided we're gonna see what it's like to go on the Queen Mary.
Buffy, do you want to go to Long Beach again this week or next?
Let's skip the Hamptons and go to the Queen Mary. It's kind of fun because you see this ship and it looks gigantic. Until off in the
distance.
Is that
because it is gigantic?
Well, it is, but I'm I'm getting somewhere with that. You see this ship and you realize, you know, it was giant for its time. Then you see a modern day cruise ship in the background and it just dwarfs the fuck out of it.
Right.
It is nowhere near as big as they are today.
When I was doing some reading leading up to this episode, I do that every now and then. It's rare, but I was doing some reading leading up to this episode in 3, 4, or 5, something like that sources. They all said the same thing. Believe it or not, the Mary was more than twice the size of the Titanic. Well, of course I fucking believe it. This came out in 1936.
Titanic, Scott!
I can't believe it.
The Titanic sailed and sunk in, like, what was it, 1912?
1492. the Titanic sailed.
It was really old. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Either way, I'm not surprised that it was much larger.
Right. Funny, and right next to this giant ship, not anymore, but used to be, the Spruce Goose, the largest plane that ever flew. They've moved it now, but there's a dome right next to it, and the Spruce Goose was in there.
Next week on Hysteria 51, the Spruce Goose, and where did it go?
Spruce Goose, little known fact, known because it was made of actual geese parts. So I don't know if people know that or not.
Much like the pâté that I will enjoy later.
Force feed that goose. I'm hungry.
I need a liver.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of said ship. Construction began in 1930 on this bastard. And the maiden voyage began on May of 1936, leading from Southampton, England, meaning they put that bastard together really fast. And it's still around. So it was put together pretty well.
Did they include all of the lifeboats? I mean, I hope we learned our lesson by now.
You know, though, the Titanic had the amount of lifeboats that it was required to have.
And was Billy Zane on the maiden voyage?
Billy Zane is on every maiden voyage.
Listen to your friend Billy Zane. He's a cool dude. He's trying to help you out.
Thanks, Seabot.
So the first 3 years, it was used as a luxury liner, playing host to many high society guests, such as Bob Hope, Clark Gable, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, and one Sir Winston Churchill.
It is really amazing how old Bob Hope was.
Yeah.
Every time you tell a story from the 20th century, Bob Hope was tied to it.
The Battle of Normandy. And then they came home and were entertained by Bob Hope at the USO. Like, how old was that guy?
The turn of the century, there were Indians running amok and the West was being won. And there was Bob Hope with his Winchester.
For 8 years, the ship was used by the military for transporting troops to battle.
They called it the Gray Ghost. I'm going to give you one guess as to why they called it that.
It was haunted.
Oh, no, because it was gray. You fucked up.
That's right. They repainted it gray and all the luxury amenities were removed to accommodate passengers for its mission, because we all know no one wants to be comfortable. It held 16,000 troops and crew members and traveled at an impressive speed for the time of 30 knots or 34.5 miles per hour if you don't know knots.
Is that faster or slower than Speed Buggy?
That is considerably slower, because he goes vroom, vroom. And he's gone.
And then just like lightning speed.
That's right. Go fuck yourself, John. Yeah. Give me some oil.
Thing about me that's so impressive is how frequently I mention all of my successes.
Skirmish called World War II finally ended.
And that little thing.
Yeah, everyone put their toys away. And the RMS returned to its duty as a luxury liner. And starting in 1947 on July 21st, started back into sailing after 10 months of restoration process. You know how much gray paint it probably took to cover that motherfucker?
Doesn't this kind of feel like the first 10 minutes of an episode of Modern Marvels?
Yeah. So then it continued on its journey until it was dry docked at its final resting spot in Long Beach, California,
LBC,
22 plus years later on December 9th, 1969. Why was it dry dock? Because no one wanted to fucking take a boat ride anymore across the Atlantic when you could fly.
Certainly not at 34.5 knots.
30 knots, 34.5 miles per hour.
My bad.
And now she's a floating hotel, an attraction, and an event.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck.
Weddings and restaurants. There's 3 world-class restaurants.
Why do we call ship she's? Why are we being so sexist about this?
Like, I've never really thought about that. He's an impressive ship, isn't he?
Like, I understand.
It doesn't sound right, though. Like, she's a beaut, Clark.
Look at that old battleship.
Right.
I understand the whole RMS and back in the day, the HMS.
Yep.
The
Pinafore.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and Dakota fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical.
Exactly. So HMS is Her Majesty's ship.
Of course.
Which is awesome because it kind of sounds like the James Bond movie, Her Majesty's yeah. Secret Service. Even better than that, RMS, Royal Mail Steamer.
Yeah.
I had a Royal Mail Steamer not too long ago.
That's M-A-I-L Steamer, though, John.
Oh, okay.
Ha, 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 ha.
Don't know why that cracked me up. It shouldn't have because you're an idiot.
Mr. Holmes.
Like I said, I've actually been on the ship. My wife and I went there, and it was a blast. So everyone wants to get on the ship because, well, number one, it's beautiful, and number two, everyone says it's haunted. So even to get on, you either have to pay an exorbitant amount of money or have reservations to eat. We go there.
I'd have reservations eating there.
Just to get on, you had to pay like $40 just to get on the ship, and then they give you a coupon, and you can use that towards your meal because they don't want...
Is it a buffet?
It was not a buffet. We went to the seafood restaurant. It was delectable. I had catfish. My wife thinks that's disgusting. I love it.
Was it called Ye Old Anchor?
Yar, I'll have the fisherman's feast, please. And
the kids get to dive into a treasure chest and get little prizes on the way out.
I hooked my finger on a hook. Oh, you won the... I don't know. Cut that. Cut that out, C-Bot, in post-production.
No.
We don't do post-production here.
But no, it was good. Like, it wasn't terribly overpriced for the meal.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Then once you've eaten, no one tells you you can't just explore the ship. So we walked around for probably an hour.
Five, 10 minutes,
6 seconds to get immediately. No, like we walked around and it is spooky. Now in the back of my mind, the whole time I'm like, this is a haunted ship. And we found like the most remote place. Like on the ship, and my wife's like, I gotta pee. So like she's there and you can hear like creaking and shit of the metal. And I'm like,
she like just bend her ass over the side, or like did you find a bathroom?
No, yeah, we were in the bathroom. We weren't on the deck. We were like down in the middle of like the bowels of the ship. And oddly enough, I never saw security or anyone at that time. No one was like, what are you guys doing?
That's because the ghosts will take care of you.
Yes. Nothing to worry about. So
I see dead people.
Unfortunately, I didn't. I didn't see any dead people. I saw some people that looked like death, you know, like the local.
Well, because they had eaten. Beachers. They'd eaten in Ye Old Anchor. And
see you next week, buddy.
Push the fish. The fish has turned.
The fish has turned and push it. So why is it thought to be haunted, John? Well, there's a lot of fucking death.
Well, I didn't ask that question.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
See, there you go. There you go. There you go. No, I am curious as to why it's thought to be haunted. I'm curious or why we're even doing this episode.
Well, there's 49 confirmed for sure deaths on board and probably a hell of a lot more. But that's a pretty good amount. Like if you were like shopping for a house,
if you're a serial killer and you're trying to stack yourself up against other serial killers and your number comes up to 49, you are in a respected category.
That is a large, large number.
You know, this thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
I don't think that fits, C-Bot.
But the ship is bigger than a Walmart, right?
Depends
on the Walmart. Yeah.
So
valid.
If you were shopping for a house and like it's beautiful, it's a historical place, you're gonna love it in there. 49 deaths inside.
Oh baby, this is beautiful. We got a chandelier hanging up here, kids outside playing. It's a beautiful neighborhood. We ain't got nothing to wear. I really love them. This is really nice. Too bad we can't stay, baby.
Exactly.
Eddie Murphy said it best.
So researchers claim many, many more than 49 spirits haunt the RMS Queen Mary because many more deaths have happened aboard and they've gotten glimpses or vocal, however you catch a ghost, you know, EVPs and things like that, more than 49 spirits.
Proton packs. That's proton packs.
That's it. You're exactly right. So due to security reasons, records were not kept well during the war, and many deaths occurred due to extreme heat, and the soldiers had to endure all sorts of just terrors while traveling. Remember, they took out all the niceties, like, I don't know, air conditioning and
beds,
shit like that. Yeah.
Guardrails. No, there's a inside I found online. I, once again, was not in LBC with Brent.
LBC.
But I found online a list of
now,
all of
when you're online, were you on a mission just to find this list?
Girls peeped at me.
Yeah.
There's a list of all the people that had died online that they are online. It's a much longer list.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this is The Ring Part 2. Did you see that? That was awful. There was a list of all the people that had died on board. And it was, you know, so-and-so died in their sleep. So-and-so fell off. So, and then all of a sudden, it's like pulmonary embolism.
Yeah.
But like, isn't that also a natural death? Like, it got really specific about how they died. I don't know if there was a, like, oh, man, we need to be more specific about this. People are going to think this place is haunted.
Also, another common thing for people to do that they never kept track of is when they got into New York and they were soldiers, or when they were pulling out of New York and they're in the harbor, people jump fucking ship.
Just that's like, where the term jump ship came from.
Exactly.
They literally jump ship.
And they never kept track of how many of those people.
So one other thing we didn't mention on here about death, when the Mary was a warship, or should I say the Grey Ghost?
All ships are warships if you try hard enough, John.
That's true. much like all pizzas are personal pan pizzas.
If you believe in yourself.
She was on her way back to England from the States.
Yeah.
And was being led by a much smaller lead ship. And to help throw off the Axis's, is that Axi?
The Axies?
To help throw off their
the evildoers of the 20th century.
Castle Grayskull.
The lead ship was crossing back and forth. It was to throw them off. Mm-hmm. Did they have radar back then or sonar? I guess it'd probably be their sonar.
And a guy with binoculars on the top.
Oh, well, I don't know how we'd ever shoot a torpedo at him. They're going back in.
Got him. Got him. Oh, got him again.
Unfortunately, somebody had done their math wrong, and it caught up with the lead ship and cut it in half, and 250 people or something like that died.
So those are happy ghosts.
Yes,
I love dying this way for my country. That's the song they sing.
Thank you.
I don't know if you knew that or
thank
not.
You. Could you give us a few more bars?
No.
Okay.
That isn't the last time people die, John. Fast forward to 2011. That's 2000.
There were no deaths in between.
Yes. None at all. They were on a death hiatus.
All?
Kelly Ryan Durrell was drunk on board and fell over the railing to her death. Now, if you look online, there's some discrepancy. Some people say she fell because she was drunk. Some people say she committed suicide. She died.
Unfortunately, the statute of limitations on her death and jokes has not run out, so we're going to have to pass on all of the obvious jokes here. It's within the last decade.
So we're going to actually say them right now, and then we'll just edit them out.
Oh, that's evil. That's evil. You will have to edit that out.
No one's ever going to be able to hear that.
Good, good.
And twice.
Oh, yep. And a plunger.
No.
Oh.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You don't say.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We got a ship. It was used for luxury, then it was used for war, then it was used for luxury.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. And then a whole bunch of fucking people dying on it, and now...
Is it built for speed or is it built for comfort?
You motorboating son of a bitch, John. Now it's a floating hotel in Long Beach, California.
LBC.
But it is incredibly popular because people love going there ghost hunting.
And after the break... We are going to talk through the ghosts, which ghosts reside there.
I'm speaking through a ghost named Phil.
He's sitting
He's
in front
intangible,
of me.
So you can't tell it, but I'm speaking.
It's always
Phil.
Easy to talk through them. We're going to talk through the legends of the ghosts, how they were killed, who they were, all that and more when we get back on Modern Marvels.
It did sound like Modern Marvels, didn't it? But it's actually Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome back, Hysteria Nation. Hope you used the restroom and are ready to talk through more ghosts.
Are you guys ready for maritime law? We're going to talk about that for the entire second half. We fooled you. You thought it's ghosts. When an aquatic vessel enters international waters, the following flags are used to denote its country of origin.
When I was in Cabo and I caught an 11-foot marlin.
No.
Yeah, I just had to throw that in there. I think it was 11 feet. Fish story. Now,
it was 1,600 pounds and had one eye.
you fly a particular flag when you're heading back in to denote if you had caught anything and what you caught.
So that they know which ships to rob.
That's what I thought. I was thinking, oh, let's beware of pirates. Arrgh.
Ghosts, this thing had
That was awful. You gave me a courtesy laugh there.
Pirate jokes. This thing has had a lot of deaths, as we said, and there's a lot of famous ghosts. I say famous ghosts because people have reported through the years that they have heard the same ghosts. And a lot of them have names.
Is Bob Hope?
Yes, Bob Hope is one of them in my mind. And they have them in the same areas, so that a lot of people say these same ghosts haunt these same areas. It's actually it's pretty cool because if you go on YouTube or search it, you can see a lot of people that have caught
Bing.
Voices.
I only use Bing.
Yeah, I'm a Bing fan. I use Dogpile.
Is that what it's called? It had the bone
on
it.
Yeah. It's still active. I went there not that long ago, and it's still a search engine. 63 people use it, but it's still a search engine.
That and Ask Jeeves.
Yep.
You can ask it an actual question.
So haunted spots and famous ghosts. So we got the old kitchen area. Screams can be heard in the old kitchen area by a lot of people, and they think someone's in there. They go in there. There's no one there. And they say it's because there was a really bad cook that they hated, and he was so bad, he was murdered in his own oven.
The best part about this story, allegedly the soldiers that murdered him were Australian.
Oh, those damn Australians.
All I could think of, like, did they pick up the, they pull up to the port in Australia to pick him up, right? I know the Queen Mary didn't go there, but let's just pretend it did. They pull up to the port, and there's like port A and port B. And on port A are all these just regular Australian soldiers sitting around in their khakis going,
Wonderful Australian.
Thank you. But unfortunately, the Mary pulled up to port B where all these Aborigines were sitting.
Like, then use the same voice.
So they get on instead, and he feeds them like normal Western food.
And they go, crikey, this tastes like shit. Kill him.
We'll eat him instead. Yeah. Put him in the oven.
What a fucking terrible way to die, being put in an oven. And you know, someone had to stay there and hold the door shut so he didn't get out. That is just fucking.
So were you rooting for the witch in Hansel and Gretel?
Well, I mean, you got to eat. Number one. Number two, I don't know about you, but I don't just go to someone's house and start eating it. Like, hey, there's food in the fridge. Nah, I'll just have the wall. Like,
but let me ask a better question. If my house was made of gingerbread and candy, would you eat the wall?
If your house was made of gingerbread and candy, I'm pretty sure the state would have had it condemned by now. So, I mean, yes, I'd help with the deconstruction.
This is like improv. You're supposed to go with it.
No, that's why I was always kicked out of improv groups. No. You always say
stupid.
No, right?
No, yeah.
Just say no. Answer everything with no.
Everything.
So people say they can still hear his screams of being burnt alive. That's a fun fucking ghost. That's a fun way to spend eternity, just reliving that moment.
If you're a ghost hunter and you walk into the galley on the Queen Mary and you hear, how do you know that that's the guy being burned alive and someone else who wasn't like being flayed?
Yeah.
Like, is he literally, help me, I'm actually being burned alive right now in the stove.
Damn Australians. Then we got Door 13 and Shaft Alley. And this is a famous ghost, John Pinder, and he's nicknamed Half Hatch Harry. Triple
There's
H.
So many porn jokes in there, I'm not going to make any of them.
He's one of the most famous ghosts on the ship, and he was an 18-year-old fireman, and he was crushed by Door 13 during a drill in 1966. And this is documented. But the weird thing is, there's several scenarios speculated as to why he could have been crushed by this door. But the fucking door takes 60 whole seconds to close. It's like that scene in Austin Powers when he's on the
steamroller.
Steamroller, yeah. And the guy's like, no! And it pans out. And he's like 100 feet away. It's like, come on, dude. He had 60 fucking seconds. So
yeah,
none of the theories can be documented as to proof of how it happened. But he's said to still be roaming the ship and is recognized by his 1960s crewman attire.
What is it? Legend go that they play a game of chicken with the door. I'm in, I'm out. I get crushed.
And he one of the scenarios, there's multiple. And they have reported they have seen greasy handprints from unseen hands, and they show up on clothing and things like that. Like, he's touching people, he's doing things, and they say that that's his ghost.
Are there any of the scenarios where the person believed they're actually in a game of Sonic the Hedgehog used one of those coils and thought that it would bounce the door back.
There's no Sega jokes on this. We talked about this.
Oh,
no.
Oh yeah. Sega! Thank you, Conspiracy Bot. Thank you.
Word.
So then we got room B474, the archives, and the second class pool and cargo area. We got this poor Dana, or just Dana, this ghost that kind of haunts all those areas.
Wait, so one of her official names is poor Dana.
Oh, poor. Well, you understand once you hear this. She and her entire family were murdered by her father. Yay! Hell of a parting gift there. So her two sisters and mother were found in room B474, strangled on their beds. Dana and her father died of gunshot wounds in the bathroom. And then you got her ghost.
Ooh,
there.
Fun.
They...
I'll be the mommy.
Exactly. Dana likes to play in the archives and cargo area, and she's also been said to have been found possibly near the second class pool calling for her mother. How fucking terrible to just spend your eternity with mom. None of these ghosts.
How terrible
fun.
For the mom.
Right? Right.
Would you shut the fuck up?
Her mom went through that door years ago. She's like, fuck this bitch.
You're taking 60 seconds to close? Hurry up!
So then we got room 340. A staff member was murdered in this room, and they no longer rented out to guests. The activity became too disturbing, and guests kept leaving the room, so they decided to leave the ghost alone because he was a victim. Hey, leave him alone. Stop renting the room. Maybe that's for the best.
Is it me, or some of these stories sound like when the Mary was moored in LBC.
LBC.
They like hired a PR firm. First, they all need names.
I got an idea. I got it.
We'll call her poor Dana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Half Hatch Harry. Because guess what? He gets caught halfway through. You guessed it. The hatch.
But I will say this. So in room 340, a lot of people that stayed in there before it was shut down said that things would fly across the room. Sheets were thrown off the bed. Faucets would turn on and off by themselves. That's the shit that, to me, even more than hearing a disembodied voice, that's the shit that I would find terrifying. You're sitting there and just shit just goes, whoop. Oh,
well. Huh. I'm going to disagree with you here.
No, Brent, you're wrong. You don't think that.
You don't think that. What I would find most terrifying is actually would be the like disembodied voices. I've come to learn a long time ago. Gravity's always at work, right?
Yeah, so, that's why shit always flies. That's why my dog's always walking on the ceiling. There's nothing to see here, but he never talks. Never talks once.
No, what I mean is so many people reference, it could be the Queen Mary or anywhere else when they're talking about a place being haunted. Did you see that out of nowhere? It just went to the right and dropped. And what people don't realize is like everything's in motion. And
but they're not talking about shit. Just they're talking about things flying across a room and smashing on a wall and breaking. So
allegedly,
everything's allegedly. Allegedly, they're hearing voices too.
Okay, but my point is that when things, oftentimes people use things falling as like, oh my God, can you believe that? Yeah, I can. I can't because things are always like working their way over. Like I'm staring at a vodka bottle right now that's sitting on the edge of a table. If enough cars pass by and enough vibration,
I would agree with you if I had said things fell off shelves. I said things flew across rooms and shattered against walls and faucets turned on and off on their
own. Play back the tape. See that?
Nope. You are both wrong in my book, and I wasn't even listening to what you were saying.
All right, well, we'll leave it to you, the listener, to decide.
Moving on. So the first class pool area and second class pool area, which is now the Royal Theater.
Well, like if you didn't have enough money, you couldn't get to the first class pool?
Abso-fucking-lutely, man. This was the time we've all seen Titanic. Like, you, riprap, you stay in the basement. We're going to be chuckling up
I'm going to be here with the riffraff instead of the riprap.
Riprap is large chunks of rock that they used to fill in areas, so they kept those in the bottom. Riprap, that is what riprap is.
He will have an answer for everything if you tell him he's wrong. I'm just saying.
Usually it's a hangout with John. So the pools have a great deal of activity. Many spirits like to, and this was a direct quote from online, frolic. They frolic and play and cause a great deal of commotion in these areas. So if you're in that area, look for the following spirits, because of course they all have names. Jackie, Sarah, a woman in a bathing suit.
Hold on. That's not a name.
Grumpy, Jeremy, Jack, and Terrence.
If I asked my 5-year-old niece the names of the people in her class, I feel like I'd get a list. Well, there's Jackie and Sarah and a woman in a bathing suit, a grumpy, Jeremy, Jack, and Terrence.
Your kindergarten has a woman in a bathing suit? Like, what the fuck kind of new age place is she going to school at? What'd you learn today? That the economy is fake and taxation is theft.
Well, she goes to one of those Montessori schools, so you know they do all kinds of weird shit there.
Yeah, we don't believe in grades. We believe in experiences. Yeah. Today,
there's a woman in a bathing suit.
Yeah. That's an experience.
That's the teacher.
I don't mind those experiences. Hey.
Maybe I should have gone to a Montessori school.
Let's get into these.
Imagine if you could dry, detangle, style, and volumize your hair all in one step. Well, it's easy with the Knot Doctor All-in-One Dryer Brush by Conair. Create beautiful blowout styles at home with a powerful 1,000-watt motor for quick drying and Easy Glide Flexolite bristles for snag-free detangling. Customize styling with 3 heat settings and use the Cool Shot to lock in your look. Ionic technology reduces frizz. Bonus attachment volumizes your hair. Makes a great gift for yourself or someone special. Go to Conair.com for the Knot Doctor All-in-One Dryer Brush now.
We can get anything delivered from furniture to toilet paper. And now, adult beverages with Drizzly. Drizzly lets you compare prices from local liquor stores on a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered right to your door in under 60 minutes. And right now, Drizzly's giving all new customers $5 off their first order. Just enter promo code EASY5 at checkout. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's DRIZLY.com.
Jacqueline Torrin, or Jackie, was about 5 or 6 when she drowned in the second class pool. That's why it sounds so fun. She 5 or 6-year-old drowned, John, which is now the
hey, come over here.
Which is now the site of the Royal Theater. So she haunts that area in the first class pool. And people say that have had experience with her, she's very playful and a strong spirit. She calls for both of her parents a lot. She sings, dances, and even answers questions audibly, which that's impressive.
And it turns out they all float
down there. She has a friend with her who protects her, and her name is Sarah, and she's a little older, like 6 or 8.
And his name is Pennywise.
Yeah, exactly. So Sarah drowned in the pool as well in 1949, and she's a little bit more of an aggressive spirit, people say. Then you have a young boy named Jeremy. He's been heard by one of the paranormal investigators playing with Jackie, and he can be heard giggling, laughing, and speaking. So at least these children ghosts are playing together, not reliving their death in an oven over and over again. Then you have a woman in a bathing suit who also frequents the area on both the upper and lower decks. She looks to be in her late 20s, early 30s, and wears a bathing suit consistent with the 1930s time period, which, if you look back on 1930s bathing suits, wow, hot.
Oh, yeah. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Check out those cankles and a shoulder. I'm in heaven. Oh! So she leaves phantom wet footprints and unexplained puddles on the pool deck. And I'm going to let you know that if I saw that, I would also leave an unexplained puddle on the pool deck.
My wife would be just as angry as her as she has at me when I don't dry off enough and walk out of the shower.
There's also an angry spirit lurking in this area as well, and he's been heard growling at people. And his real identity is unknown, and he also wanders to the boiler room and halls leading to the pool area. So guess what they call him, John? Guess. Guess. Guess.
Grumpy?
Hey! Ding, ding, ding!
It's actually...
He's nicknamed that by one of the paranormal investigators.
Little known fact, it's actually just the custodian for the Queen Mary.
He's always one room over. Son of a... I fucking hate my life. Goddamn.
Stupid fucking
milking
people.
Milking me fucking wife with her quote-unquote friend every goddamn night.
I feel like we just went to a dark place there for you, but
Jack and Terrence are usually together in the first class pool area. They like to tug.
They were more refined.
They like to tug on clothing and have been heard saying their names. Jack and Terrence. I guess they're talking to each other.
Terrence and Philip.
Hi, Terrence.
Hi, Philip.
So these are two World War II soldiers who stick together because they probably passed together. That's sad. Or good for them. I guess at least they got a hobby. Then you got David and Sarah, and they're all these have such dark or sad to us. David and Sarah are looking for their children and have made contact with one investigator by the name of Robert Wadlarski. WLODARSKI. That is a hell of a name. Through a seance. Through seance.
Were their children's name Jackie or Sarah? Because I could point them in the right direction. It's the second class pool. The second class pool.
They'll answer questions if addressed by name and usually travel together. So that is all the spirits in that area. Not all of them, but the famous ones.
Has anyone brought a Ouija board?
Well, they've done seances, Ouija boards, everything on this thing.
Further question on Ouija boards. Is that like the Braille for impaired ghosts?
It's not Braille for anything impaired. It's a conduit.
But hear me out. If regular ghosts can be heard audibly.
Not all ghosts can. Some need a conduit. Because they lack. Okay, so if you look into this.
They lack the ectoplasm?
Some of them lack the energy. Some of them aren't, you know, experienced. They don't know how. So they need a conduit.
They haven't leveled up yet.
Something familiar. I guess so. I don't know. I have spent a lot of time as a ghost. So, you know, that I remember. So anyway, Ouija board aside, there's other haunted spots. So we got the lobby area, the Queen's Salon. I love that name. If I had a barbershop, I'd still call it the Queen's
Salon. In Boys Town?
Yes, yes. So we got Captain's Cabin, Promenade in the main deck, Sir Winston's bar area, the ship's nursery, which isn't terrifying at all, and the boiler area. So those are the hot spots.
If there's anything more scary than a disembodied voice screaming out, it would be a disembodied baby's voice screaming out.
Yeah. Most terrifying baby I've ever seen was in the remake of Dawn of the Dead. That baby zombie that's born.
Oh, yeah.
Even scarier than the one in Train Spotting, where he has that bad trip and he's like, the baby. Fucking.
Scariest baby I've ever seen? Garbage Pail Kids.
Well, give it a couple months. That'll change, John.
It's true. It's true. My wife is with child. My spawn.
If you guys have never seen the movie Chud, either A, watch it, or B, just wait until his baby comes out, because I keep telling him it's going to look like Chud.
And for those of you guys at home, I believe that's the third Chud reference he's made on this podcast.
You know what? That means that in the last few months, Chud has been referenced 3 times on the internet.
Yeah. For those of you playing Chud Bingo. And there it was, the one time in the show that he laughs at a joke that wasn't his.
Hey, what are you guys doing on Tuesday? Sorry, we're busy. We got Chud Bingo. We're going down to the Kiwanis Hall for Chud Bingo.
Natural lights on draft. 50 cents a piece.
Getting back to these ghosts. If you're an amateur paranormal investigator, or you just want to be interested in experiencing it, this is actually a place you can go to, because they do tons of tours. There's companies out there like crazy that will take you on a tour.
I have no doubt.
Ghost tours or private individuals, because like I said, you can just walk around that motherfucker willy-nilly. Now I'm saying this and someone's going to get arrested and say, well, Hysteria 51 told me I could just do what I want. Don't do that.
Hi, can we come in?
No.
But Hysteria 51... said that we could.
I don't fucking know who that is, and you're not. No. Wait, Sarah 51? Right this way.
Brett Hand, correct?
Order. We keep him ready for just such an occasion. Like I said, tons of places you can take guided tours of the ship, or you can do what my wife and I did, which is go have dinner and then just walk around willy nilly. Take your talk box and your I don't know. I'm not up on all the
Proton Pack.
Yeah.
Proton Pack.
Tell you what, hit up Ectoplasm Show. They're another podcast that knows all about ghosts. Ask them, what do I need to take to the RMS Queen Mary with me? Because Hysteria 51 sent me, they'll tell you exactly what they can do. And they even actually sell some cameras and stuff where you can catch.
Oh shit. We need to get one of those Amazon codes so people can buy stuff through our show and we'll make residuals.
You know, residuals. Like residual ghost energies.
That's
that
exactly
the RMS
where
Queen
I was
Mary.
Headed. Oh! We don't have one of those, by the way. Buy your shit on your own time.
People that go on this ship that are not per se going there for ghosts have claimed a lot of weird shit has happened to them. Fully charged phones or camcorders may drain. And that's the kind of a thing that you see in a lot of areas where I talk about energy. They steal energy, things like that. Camcorders, batteries, or you go into a place, you're fully charged. All of a sudden, nothing's working. Batteries are dead. Orbs
that move around.
They're like airports
in front of you.
Airport. I swear to God, I'll go with a charged phone, and by the time I get to the gate,
that's because there's nothing to do but stare at your fucking phone at an airport and try not to make eye contact with any of those motherfuckers there.
Why do I hate everyone inside of an airport?
John, we were just flying recently. We sit down, and the seat next to me has a nice set of sunglasses in a case next to me, and I go, oh, someone left sunglasses there, and I pick them up, and I send them the arm of my chair. I'm literally going to give them to
the stewardess.
Yeah. Woman sits down next to me.
You actually said that to me. You said, I'm going to give these to the stewardess. It looks like somebody left
her.
Because
we're going to board. I'm just going to – but I didn't want to walk away because what if that person comes back and goes, where's my sunglasses? They're right here. The woman sits down next to me and she goes, are these your sunglasses? No. Then why are you holding them? I'm like, they were left in this seat. I'm taking them. I'm like, are you stealing them?
And put them in her bag.
Yeah. And then she walks away. I go, why don't you leave those for me and I'll take them. But if the person – that, and I'm trying to get out, comes back, she just walks away. I think she stole them!
And then a 20-minute battle, Kill Bill style, broke out in the middle of the terminal.
I was just like, do I look that evil? She's like, that man should not have access to sunglasses. Somebody better call the school nurse.
I don't even know what that means.
So orbs, as I was saying, orbs.
Oh, of course, back to
float
orbs.
Float around, dance in front of you. I guess the Macarena is the only dance I can think
of. Hey, Macarena.
Lights blink on and off. People hear voices, music, children laughing, which is always more terrifying. If I had to hear the devil or a child laughing out of nowhere, I'm going devil.
All right, so let's do a little experiment here. First, devil. Option one.
Yeah.
Option two.
Sorry, baby, gotta go.
Too bad we can't stay.
So, like I said, you can hear all those things, or you might just meet one of the spirits that we talked about, the famous spirits of the RMS Queen Mary. I'm hoping for Grumpy. Because he growls.
And what did RMS stand for?
Royal Mail Steamer?
Steamer!
That's right. I'm on it today. I remembered something. Usually 6.5 seconds after I say it, it's gone today. I held onto it for 20 minutes. Pretty good.
I got something you can hold onto for 20 minutes.
And he's back. He's kind of quiet. Like, what the fuck have you been doing?
Robot.
Of course, that's what he's doing. That's the story of the history, the story of the haunting.
And the building.
The building. All of it. What do you think?
Of.
You know, I was telling this, and you kept interjecting with your slide little bullshit comments. I'm guessing you're not buying it.
My slide comments? Is there a slide on the...
Sly little comments.
Is there a slide on this ship?
It's a slide ruler that also doubles as a level, and I take it on planes so I can prove that the world's flat.
The world's flat. You don't need any more proof than that.
Nope, you dumbasses.
Sheeple. What do I think? Oh, gosh. I think that... If you couldn't tell, I think that a lot of this is to help sell tickets. I mean, you're the city of Long Beach. For one reason or another, you just agreed to pay millions of dollars for a fucking, at the time, 40-year-old ship? I don't know, 30, 40-year-old ship for no apparent reason that wasn't going to go anywhere? Yeah, it'll be a hotel. Yeah, we'll make it a hotel. And then, better yet, let's get a hotel that we have to pay millions of dollars for that eventually the bottom is going to rot out of. It's just a brilliant idea.
Well, to be honest, every fucking hotel that we've covered in this, the bottom is rotting out.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. My point being, I think a lot of this really is kind of cooked up. Folks, you know, there's a story here, a story there. Of course, a lot of people died. It was a ship that, number one, in the early 1900s, a lot of people died. Just shit happened.
Turns out early everything, people died. Yeah,
right. We were talking about H.H. Holmes a few weeks ago, and two people a day got hit by trains in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just people died a lot.
And it's picked up since then.
That's a good point.
Come on now.
But people just died a lot. And then, okay, wartime, even more people died. I have no doubt that a lot of people died on the ship. And if ghosts do exist, I have no doubt that they might roam the halls of that ship intermittently. What I don't think is I don't think that there are these 17 specific ghosts named Jack, Terrence, Philip, and I don't know. Mary the Second, named after the original Mary, who was, the ship was named after. It was a reach. I'll admit it. I'll admit it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they're those, you know, Half Hatch Harry or whatever his name was.
Half Hatch Harry. Triple H, should be nasty.
I have no doubt that that dude might have died in door 13 there. But
death was in 1966. That's a documented death. So it's a good thing you have no doubt.
I said I have no doubt. But my point is, I don't think.
Don't speak. Sorry, that was a no doubt joke. Keep going.
I see what you did there. It's awful.
That's why this is high quality entertainment. It's free.
It's free. Yes. You're getting what you're paying for today. I don't believe in the ghosts that everyone talks of when it comes to the Queen Mary. However, I am doing this as an internet sleuth. I have not been there. Brent, you have. What say you?
I believe in ghosts, John. I've said that before. Now, I'm not going to say that every ghost that they've said that is haunting the Queen Mary is actually haunting the Queen Mary. Obviously, the problem with ghost hunting and everything else is a lot of people are out there to make a buck and make a name, and they go in and they go, oh, I got fucking pinched on the butt by willy-nilly the ghost, and obviously he died in 1943 by a one-o-ray manure cart on the promenade deck, and they tell some fucking story and no one can say yes or no to it.
BS. Write that down, conspiracy bot. Willy-nilly the ghost.
Pass.
But I do believe that if you're going to have a fucking ship that's going to be haunted, this has got a good case for it. You had troops on there dying, jumping overboard. You had guests on there dying, children fucking dying, people being pushed into ovens to be cooked. Whether that happened or not, who knows? My point is, I want to apologize to any Aborigines that are fans of our show. I support you. Break out your didgeridoo. Write down your complaint on a boomerang and send it our way. So anyway.
On kangaroo skin.
Yes. The point I'm trying to make is I do believe 100% in ghosts. I do believe that this is one of those places that if you're going to have ghosts, it's a very, very easy that you could make the jump to they'd be there. It is a spooky ship. It looks old. It feels old, but it's nice, well kept, but it has that feeling. And I know it's in my head because I'm there and I knew that it's supposedly haunted. When you're walking around in the darker areas, you feel like you're being watched. And I know that
death followed him wherever he went.
Exactly. It's one of those things. Also, you're like, oh, well, Long Beach LBC, they're going to do this and that. Long Beach LBC made a ton of money getting that ship there. They didn't have to spend a ton of money because it brings in millions of dollars in tourists every year. And it's a national monument. So it's one of those things that they don't have to worry about. Is it going to cost them money? They knew that it was something that was going to pay dividends. Now, does that mean that they didn't make up the stories? Fuck no. They probably did.
There's always more money to be made.
That's exactly right. But a lot of these stories are also independently verified, by outside resources.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like paranormal investigators.
Here's what we can say about this. We have no fucking clue. I haven't experienced it, but it's possible.
Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
I'm just going to say strange things happen there. I believe that 100%.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
At the Circle HMS. But,
no, RMS, Brent.
Oh, damn. I'm making her British.
She already was British.
I'm British.
Making her old British.
Britisher. I'm the Britishest. So we don't know because, unfortunately, I never had a paranormal experience there, but I do believe there are paranormal experiences 1,000%. Happening on the Queen Mary. But what say you, fair listener? How many?
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck.
What say you? Have you had an experience? Do you know someone that's had an experience? Tell us your story. John, how can they tell us that story?
I think it would be great if they would go to Hysteria Nation on Facebook right now. Just hop on Facebook and search Hysteria Nation. If you're not already a member, Brent or I will approve your membership in probably about 4 seconds.
I approve you.
Literally, it comes to our phones and says, hey, so-and-so wants to join Hysteria Nation. We just hit this little approve button. It's real quick. And let us know what you think. Is Brent full of shit? Is Conspiracy Bot annoying?
Lick my butt, Gofo.
Am I really, really sexy on the microphone?
Wait, how can I be full of shit? I didn't say anything and neither did you in this episode. I said maybe and you said, I don't know.
Well, but if anyone's been listening to this show, I think the one thing that they could take a guess at is whether you're full of shit or not.
Yeah, that's why I, you know, there's three or four Brent Hand love pages that have popped up on Facebook. Now, a lot of people
say, I do not want to see that page.
A lot of people say, did you make them yourself? Yes, I did. But that's beside the point, John. That's beside the damn point.
Facebook.com/iHeartBrentHand. Who came up with that? Brent Hand.
While you're on Facebook.
One user.
While you're on Facebook, don't forget to go to facebook.com/hysteria51pod, where you can find all of our newest episodes.
Yeah, you get updates on our new episodes. Every now and then we find an article that's worth sharing. We do it there, but we do a lot more of that in Hysteria Nation.
Speaking of sharing, John, let's share about another show that we love.
Some people say it's caring, Brent.
Sharing is caring.
And I'd like to care for the Travel Oddities podcast.
Give them the Care Bear stare, John. Give it to them.
Is there a sound effect with that?
No. I'm making the sound effect right now.
All right. So the hosts, Harley Covington, Amy Cummings Hatfield, we really love this show. They do great, great topics all
it's
across
a very
the country.
Niche topic. It's awesome.
Correct. It's all about if you're going to travel to this area, you could find this happening there. And I mean, they've done great episodes on Cahokia Mounds.
Were just talking about on our page was the Cahokia Mounds. People really love that episode.
Yeah. Anyway, they do a really good job. It's really interesting, really informative, and they actually do their research as opposed to other podcasts that shall remain nameless.
Cough Hysteria 51 cough.
Well, considering you're our head researcher, yes, I meant this one. You're awful. Find them on Twitter at TravelOddPod. A few other podcasts that we're fans of, the Naked Porch Podcast. Those guys are always funny out of New York City. Check them out at the Naked Porch. And a newer podcast, Podcast 1289, very similar to this show.
Wait, so it's got a name and a number for their name?
A name and a number.
I don't think that'd fly.
A couple people that are talking about conspiracy theories, the unusual, the unexplained.
Sounds boring to me.
Yeah, I would never listen to that. If they have a robot that I haven't heard yet, I'm out of here. We joke. They're doing a great job over there. That's at podcast 1289.
Oh, yeah. 1289. I see now. I get it.
I'm like looking at him across the mic like, I don't know where you're going with this. We might need to edit out.
You know where we're going with this, John?
Home.
You know what we're doing? Voicemails.
Oh,
yes. But we don't have any play because no one's fucking calling and leaving us voicemails.
I hate you.
773-669-7277. Again.
773-669-7277. And for the record, that I hate you was directed at Conspiracy Bot because he just lobbed a loogie at me.
Robot.
I hate you and him.
So leave us a voicemail. We're going to play it on the show because we love you. We want to hear your voice. You want to hear your voice. Do it. And speaking of leaving things, leave us some feedback and a 5-star review if you feel like it on iTunes, because that's a way to get people to notice our show. It puts it out in front of other people and it makes us feel good.
Rating and review. Rating is 5 stars. Review is Brent smells bad.
There you go. I'll take it. If there's 5 stars in there, you can say you can put 5 stars and call me whatever you want. I'll take them.
An ugly pigeon.
In fact, that's your homework this week.
Call Brent an ugly pigeon.
Call me an ugly pigeon with 5 stars on iTunes. And if you can't remember how to get to any of those links that we just said, hysteria51.com.
In fact, if you call us an ugly pigeon on iTunes and then just DM us, send us some sort of message that you did so, we'll send you 5 Hysteria 51 stickers. All I want to see is 5 stars. Brent is an ugly pigeon.
I want to see it too. For some reason, that makes me happy. All right, kids. So that was the story of the RMS Queen Mary. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. We'll be back again next week with more known unknowns. If you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, suggest a guest, or simply seek some truth, we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at hysteria51podcast@yahoo.com and follow us on Twitter at hysteria51pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.